February 12, no compromise with evil. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55:7. When the book of the law was found in the house of the Lord in the time of ancient Israel, it was read before Josiah the king. And he rent his garments and bade the men in holy office to inquire of the Lord for him and for his people, for they had departed from the statutes of the Lord. He called together all the men of Israel, and the words of the book were read in the hearing of the congregation. The sin of the rulers and the people was pointed out, and the king stood up before them and confessed his transgression. He manifested his repentance and made a covenant to keep the statutes of the Lord with his whole heart. Josiah did not rest until the people did all they could to return from their backsliding and serve the living God. Please turn this tape over. It's continued on the other side. Reflecting Christ. February 12, continued, page 57, tape 2B. Is not this our work today? Our fathers have transgressed, and we have followed in their footsteps. But God has opened the book of the law, and backslidden Israel hear the commandments of the Lord. Their transgression stands revealed, and the wrath of God will be upon every soul that does not repent and reform as the light shines upon his pathway. When Josiah heard the words of warning and condemnation because Israel had trampled upon the precepts of heaven, he humbled himself. He wept before the Lord. He made a thorough work of repentance and reformation, and God accepted his efforts. The whole congregation of Israel entered into a solemn covenant to keep the commandments of Jehovah. This is our work today. We must repent of the past evil of our doings and seek God with all our hearts. We must believe that God means just what he says and makes no compromise with evil in any way. We should greatly humble ourselves before God and consider any loss preferable to the loss of his favor. Christ left all to save men from the consequence and penalty of the transgression of the law. The way from the manger to Calvary was marked with blood. The Son of God did not deviate from the path of unwavering obedience even to the death of the cross. He endured all the woe of man's sin. I beseech you in the name of Christ that you confess your sins and reform your ways, that your name may not be blotted out of the book of life, but may be confessed before the Father and before his angels. Jesus is pleading his blood before the Father, and now, while mercy lingers and probation is prolonged, seek the approbation of heaven. Review and Herald, June 29, 1911.